Hello and welcome to the Theorist Composer Collaboration, a podcast interview series highlighting modern composers and music theorists. My name is Aaron DiZarilla. I'm the host of this podcast and also a graduate music theory student at Florida State University. And well, today's episode is a little bit different than the normal, as you can probably tell from the thumbnail and the title. This is the 1 year anniversary episode of this podcast. One entire year of the Theorist-Composer Collaboration. So on this day, April 12th, when this will be released, 2025, is 1 year since April 12th, 2024, when the first episode featuring Justine de St. Mars and Oceans Blooming was released. And ever since then, we've had 32 episodes. This is technically episode 33, but 32 episodes, and I'm just absolutely blown back by that. For this special occasion, something that really means a lot to me, I just wanted to hop onto the mic and do a short episode, but there are also some absolute delights today. I want to first off say just thank you to everyone for listening. You know, I know there's like 100,000 podcasts out there. The epidemic of podcast equipment being affordable to any, especially guy, just out there to yap out on the internet and possibly even interview people. There's even high saturation within music podcasts. And for anyone to take their time to listen to me and the, frankly, very wonderful people that I've had onto this podcast, our conversations, the sort of things that we're talking about, the dynamic between analyst and artist and just art in general, I give my greatest thank you to all of you. This podcast has allowed me to meet and interact with all sorts of different people and interact with art that otherwise I probably wouldn't. And I hope in some way also for viewers to be interacting with art and artists that they necessarily wouldn't either. You know, we had on this podcast such a wide range of guests, anything from actually a fair amount of my colleagues at Florida State who are graduate students all the way to tenured professors of both composition and now most recently with Professor Tauré Medelhazedian on episode 32, also in music theory. And I'm incredibly thankful for that. I'm also really happy. I wish I started doing this earlier on in the podcast's life, is a very diverse set of musical angles. We have folk artists, rap artists, classical composers, people who compose in the more avant-garde idiom, and neo-romantic and classical. Atonal, post-tonal, movie score-esque, which is kind of a funny term in of itself, but I am very happy with the wide-ranging amount of music that's on this podcast, and I hope to grow it even more to be even more inclusive and representative of the highly diverse art and music that's out there in the world. I guess I'll get the heavier stuff out of the way. You know, I started this podcast, obviously, April of 2024, and it was a time when, you know, it was the last year of the end of the first year of graduate studies. And for a number of reasons, personal, internal, and external, I was feeling pretty burnt out in a way. And I felt, let's say, not very creative with my own capabilities and so on. And this podcast was very much a creative outlet for me to start going out into the world and shaping music discourse in the way that I think would be beneficial to people, or at least creating a platform in the way that I saw fit. And now that has changed over time, you know, on a technical level. And I wish I had a stronger push for this at the beginning. Honestly, I was just trying to get anyone who would say yes to coming onto a random no-name podcast. Not saying that I'm a big name now, but back then, just trying to get anybody. But I wish I put more of a concerted effort to have a more diverse cast of composers. But regardless, the initial slate, middle, and now all fantastic guests of all certainly different stripes and compositional backgrounds. And this podcast has been a very necessary outlet for me over the past year to get over very large creative and, frankly, emotional slumps when it comes to music theory or the arts. And also, in a way, you know, this podcast has helped reshape my thinking of music theory and reshaping my thinking of modern composition. Something I talked a bit about in the most recent episode, episode 32 with Tare Motazedian, Professor Tare Motazedian, that is. Got to be a professional. One thing I discussed with her is, you know, in my education at Florida State, learning about the history of music theory and, in a way, the recent history of composition as well, I've grown more and more cynical about the past, about what was and what was propagated and what was allowed and what was not allowed and so on. But I find myself, on the flip side, I find myself progressively more and more and more excited about the future of both composition and especially music theory. Honestly, in a way, I'm just really happy to be part of it in some way. Going to the Society for Music Theory National Conference in Jacksonville this past fall was certainly constructive to how I'm thinking about the future of the music theory field. It was such a diverse array of thought, of identity, and of people there. It really was encouraging. And, you know, I'm trying to have my own piece of the pie just a little bit in my own professional pursuits, in a master's degree, and hopefully a PhD. But, you know, I'm carving out a small corner for myself on this platform. But I don't know if I so much want to say for myself, because I really see this podcast as more than, it's not the Aaron Show. I know that I'm the host on nearly every episode, bar one. So 31 out of 32 episodes I'm the host. But thank you, Brittany, for that, by the way. But I don't see this as a show centered around myself. I feel like I phrased it that way so far. But not to say that this podcast is somehow life-changing to other people. That would be pretty cool. But I see this as more as a growing community. I love the people that are in it and a part of it. The online sphere of content creation and support for music theory and composition is only growing. And I'm happy to be part of it. Some days it's really humbling to think about all that I've done, all that I've spoken to, all the people that I've spoken to, and all that I've met. I don't talk about podcast analytics on the show. Obviously, I just don't see the need for that. But, you know, for what this is, a one-man operation, doing this by myself, pretty good views, in my opinion, across all platforms. I'm happy. I'm happy with it. And so there's a little reflection on the past year, but I don't want to dilly-dally too long. I also don't want to just be rambling. There's a very special thing for today's episode. I teased this a while ago, a handful of episodes ago, many months ago at this point, but there has been a collaboration in the making. Get it? Because the name of the podcast? Yeah. There has been a collaboration in the making, and by collaboration, I mean I commissioned a friend of the podcast, the composer who has been on the podcast three different times now. You know him, you love him. Will Davenport, a colleague of mine at Florida State University, about to graduate with his master's in composition alongside my master's in music theory in just a couple weeks here. I commissioned Will to write a theme for the podcast. I know podcasts nowadays and for quite a while have like a music that is unique to them, intro and outro. I've use the music of guests as that placement for this entire time, but I saw fit, especially it was lining up in time with 1 year anniversary. I commissioned Will a month or two ago. He's been working on it, and it's finally here, an originally composed piece, which is just so cool for this podcast. And I am so happy to share with you all. Here is the TCC theme by Will Davenport. I just think that's awesome to have originally composed music for this program. I feel very privileged, and thank you to Will. And I would say more about it in this moment, but not too long ago, I recorded a short little one-on-one with Will to talk about the composing of this theme, some of the process, and some cool things that are coming up with it. So here is that little interview snippet, and I'll be right back on the other side. Hello, Will. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy to be back again.
Yes, I believe this is, although hey, this is just for a little segment, I believe this is like the fourth time or so. Definitely the most reoccurring guest. Anyways, I just wanted to have you on this anniversary episode because, you know, a big part of it is the reveal of this commissioned work, which is now going to be the podcast intro and outro. And I just wanted to have you talk a little bit about, you know, what went into this, about like, you know, I gave you some like stylistic directions, but that I thought would work. But yeah, what was your thought process with composing this?
Yeah, it was kind of hard to figure out where to start with this, just because I had so many things I wanted to do with this like minute of music. I wanted to like make it super theory-y and like please composers and like do all these different things, and I was thinking way too hard about it. It wasn't until you told me that you hired me to write this because you just liked how my music sounded. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm thinking way too hard about that. This, oh my God. And then I finally, things started flowing a little better after that. You gave me the instrumentation of a, well, I guess we kind of worked on the instrumentation, but we ended up on a clarinet, viola, and piano as kind of a unique ensemble, but one with a lot of interesting capabilities. And I tried to show off the different kind of timbral colors of the instruments. I haven't really worked with this combo before. So, yeah.
I believe I said to you that I want piano and then a string and then some kind of woodwind, maybe brass, up to you. So I know I picked piano, but why did you, I believe you're the one who chose specifically viola and clarinet. Why is that?
Well, one reason is that I just know a good violist. So having a performer is super cool. Jacob Grice, who performed on my concerto for electric violin, he did a fantastic job, and I've been meaning to work with him more in some way. And I also just wanted to explore the capabilities of the viola because I think it's kind of an underloved instrument. That and the, I also settled on the clarinet because I think it would blend well between those two. And I don't know, before the deadline started approaching, I was like, this will be a fun challenge.
Has it been challenging? Well, you said a little bit about the creative block or so, but how about contending with the instruments themselves?
It's a little strange. The the viola always has like a the range doesn't go as far as I want it to whenever I write for the viola. And so there's just little things, but overall once I settled on an idea finally, things kind of started flowing out of me.
Sure. And you mentioned performers. So for the time being, it's going to be a MIDI recording, which is perfectly good. You got some nice note performer stuff going on over there. But, you know, what's really cool is in a couple of weeks at an SCI concert here at Florida State, this is actually going to get performed, which is wild. And then hopefully at some point we're going to talk contract and get people involved with this, but getting an actual recording of it possibly too, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. It's going to be a really, really short piece on a concert of probably 10 to 12 minute long pieces. This one minute of music is going to stand out a little, but it'll be good. I mean, obviously the big thing with this, I really wanted to get like a live recording of this. I think it'll do a much better job than MIDI, as good as no performer is.
Certainly. And you said Justine de St. Mars is going to be on piano, that's right?
Yeah, a TCC alum as well.
Yes, the one to kick it off on this day, April 12th, 2024, and here we are in 2025. I suppose that's all for now necessarily. Well, just, you know, your academic journey has been somewhat tied here and there on the TCC. We're both about to graduate, which I'm soon going to talk about on this episode for myself. But what's next for you, Will?
For me, I am moving to Ohio, where good housing opportunity popped up for me, and I'm just going to be taking a few gap years and just writing music a little more stress-free. pretty tired after the masters. That one beat me up a little. So I think it'll be good to kind of fill up my portfolio, maybe get some teaching experience here and there, and buckle up for the DMA when that eventually happens.
Buckle up indeed. Well, thanks, Will, for coming on real quick. And of course, great doing, this sounds weird to say, great doing business with you. Your service, you know, your time is always appreciated on this podcast. And, you know, as you were saying, you know, I picked you in particular to commission this theme, which will be heard by, weird to think, over time, hundreds of people, many times in different places, and your name will always be in the description for it. And so, yeah, thank you for, you know, all your contributions to the TCC, but especially your time and effort with this theme.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a great podcast. I think it has a great purpose, and I'm really happy to be able to support it like this.
I just want to give another big thank you to Will Davenport. He has been an amazing supporter of my work and everything I've done, obviously coming onto the show, but also in a personal way. And of course, collaborating with me on the composition of this theme, something that's going to be heard hundreds of times over the course of, oh, I don't know, but hopefully a while. And I thank him dearly for his friendship and for his support. I have to say, working through this solo podcast right now, I don't know how people do this. I'm so used to chatting with another person. It's almost kind of odd just to be talking to myself with an outline in front of me. But maybe it's better that the normal episodes are all interviews. I don't find myself particularly interesting in this context. Anyhow, you know, some personal things. I also had wished that I would have been able to make a big announcement right now, but unfortunately, just the way that the world goes, I haven't been able to, which is the status of my PhD, well, status. I had hoped to be accepted into a program by now, and the door is not completely shut. But there's only there's one more program that I'm holding out on that I'm sitting on the wait list for confidentiality or professional reasons. I'm not gonna list what that is, but I'm on the wait list, and the deadline for applicants to respond to offers is this coming Tuesday on April 15th. So doesn't mean everything will be wrapped up on April 15th, but certainly things will be moving faster. In total, I applied to either 6 or 7 schools, and I'm down to this one, so maybe this PhD application cycle hasn't been the most successful, which has been reflected a little bit in the gaps of content and the inconsistencies in the past couple months. This has been a pretty stressful time. But, you know, if I don't get into a PhD program this cycle, that doesn't mean that I'm just flat out giving up on the music theory field. There's plenty of wonderful clerical work around in Tallahassee, and I'll give it a good shot the next time around. This podcast will still, of course, exist regardless. And hopefully I can make a positive announcement in a week or two. But that's where I am with that. So maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Not for me to say. Very literally. Metaphorically and very literally, not for me to say. So thinking about the future, you know, the second year of the Theorist Composer Collaboration, what is there to change? What is there to improve? What is there to add? Well, something I made clear on the most recent episode with Professor Motizedian is that I want, and also in recent blog posts, I really want to incorporate more working theorists into the podcast. I think just overall, that would be fruitful to the discussion, to the platform, to the community built in and around this podcast. I want to have another roundtable soon at some point. Some issues that I'm thinking about is the boogeyman of AI and music, which it's a boogeyman for understandable reasons, but still very controversial. Also, I want to, I'm thinking about having a roundtable with composers discussing, you know, festivals and those sorts of festivals and competitions and that sort of zeitgeist and tips and do's and don'ts, and also possibly theorists on the conference side. Lots to discuss there, and just publications in general, maybe even self-publishing music. I'm really thinking about some nice roundtable ideas, bringing back previous guests, including new people on to discuss those things. Of course, going to be working on inviting even more guests, have one or two things lined up for the future. But, you know, the future is looking good. Right now, personally, I'm in a state of uncertainty, and, well, I have been for a little bit. You know, it's the applications are out. We'll see what happens. My life is going to change pretty drastically one way or the other, and in just in a couple weeks here, I'm going to graduate with my master's from Florida State, and I'm going to now have to change the introduction of this podcast in some way or the another. And so that kind of concludes this this little episode. It's, you know, relatively brief. I just wanted to, well, one, reveal the theme music that will now be on every episode. I'm so excited and thankful for that. And just to thank everyone for listening. It's remarkable that anyone would take the time almost to listen to me in this platform. And, you know, even if it's just to come on to listen to one guest and then drop off, that's okay. I do that a lot with content online as well. You know, just adding something to somebody's day somewhere, talking about music and art and the things that move us. There's just something really special about that. And I'm really thankful to be a part of that. And here's to another year of the Theorist Composer Collaboration. Another 33 episodes and maybe even more. Oh gosh, it'll be over 60 at that point. That's kind of crazy to think of. But regardless, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. The podcast, you can listen to the past year of content on our host website, of course, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, You know the whole shtick. And it's also all in the description. Please follow on social media, Instagram and Facebook, to stay up to date on any changes or any blog posts. And I post clips on social media. I try to stay active on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure to follow there to see the newest up-to-date content from the TCC. And if you're so inclined, never feel pressured, but if you're so inclined, on our Buy Me a Coffee page to show financial support to the TCC, always appreciated. But your listenership and the following itself is just as appreciated. And yeah, thank you very much for the past year. I'm looking forward to the next. I'm not sure where it's going to take me, but I'm sure it's going to be good. But regardless, I'll still be here on the Theorist Composer Collaboration, and I'm sure with a large litany of guests that you all will be excited to hear from. And so, until then, this is Aaron DiZarilla, and thank you for joining the TCC.